Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer breakfast.
Mark's been good enough to give us a call from Tarnit. G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys. How are we doing?
Very well, thank you.
I could see Trent Cotchin playing the same role that Joel Selwood played at Geelong last year. Largely coming off the bench, but providing that hardness. And, you know, what did Joel Selwood do in the grand final? 12 possessions, first quarter. I could see Cotchin playing a very similar sort of role to that.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I just think he's got more to add. And, you know, just watching our text come in here this morning, he finished sixth in the best and fairest last year.
Mm.
Sixth.
Yep.
Not 16th, sixth.
Yep, just so, sixth, no one in front of that.
He's still you know, got plenty to offer. So if his body holds up, you know, mentally, you know he's got a real love and passion for Richmond Footy Club and footy in general. So I wouldn't be wiping him off. And whether it's forward or mid, doesn't worry me. I just want him in the 22 if I'm a Richmond man.
Jeremy Howe, Collingwood defender, spoke yesterday about the club's year. Spoke on Sports Day last night about the club's season in 2022.
It was certainly the most unique season I've ever been a part of in my career, and like I haven't certainly played a long one, but it's been really good. I suppose when you're trying to look back and reflect, you certainly take a lot of positives out, even though we fell just a little bit short. We kind of focused on what we did really well with an emphasis to fine-tune a couple of areas that we can get better in. Yeah, it's a hell of a ride, I think. You know, those tight wins, what they did for our group. I know, but for me personally, I feel that probably fast-tracks the group's confidence and belief into what Flyout laid for us at the start. Understand that we're trying to build something new and fresh, but, you know, the belief in what we were able to achieve last year, I feel like that kind of fast-tracks the development of the group and can only mean good things for us.
Jeremy Howe on Sports Day last night. What are we to expect from Collingwood this year, Scoop? So all the excitement that they gave us last year, coming from 17th into a top four finish. They went out in straight sets in the finals in close games, but throughout the year, they were the masters of the close game. I mean, they set records for winning games by under two goals, single figures, under a goal, often coming from behind to do so. There's a theory that lightning doesn't strike twice, and split ends told us history never repeats. Can you see another step forward for Collingwood? Is it a whole year? Will they repeat the dose, or do they backslide given that you don't always get that lucky that often?
Well, that's
with all due respect, because I'm not saying but they needed a bit of luck, and you do need some luck.
I think other sides will have a really close look at Collingwood now because of their success last year and how they were able to win those close games. So sides will put some extra homework into Collingwood and try and nullify areas of positivity that they probably didn't recognise last year, but with a successful year, they now know. I like listening to Jeremy Howe and what he says there, that, you know, last year really, you know, brings that group together and gives them confidence. And I think if they springboard off that confidence, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, as they were last year, but no one expected them to. But this year we do expect them to, but they have that confidence within the group that, hey, we can achieve this, we can do this. So, you know, they're a side. I'm not prepared to say they'll go as well as they did last year, but I'm really interested to see what they bring to the table, because last year must have been so tiring for a number of them. You know, those close games, week in, week out, you know, it takes it out of guys, and they kept giving. You know, the first half dozen rounds, it'd be really interesting to see where Collingwood are at, that there's not a hangover from, you know, just some mental tiredness, if you like, of what happened last year. And their coach, he's a very smart fella from what I can see, and how he just enables his players to play with free will and go out there and do what they do best. And they're all enjoying that. So I think they're going to continue to do that.
And you're right, Matt, I am an idiot because they did beat Freo. So they didn't go out in straight sets. Apologies, you're right, I am an idiot. But they did lose, so Lachlan says be better. Yep, there's a throwaway line. I should have double-checked it. Apologies, I'll probably get abuse from the beautiful Evie in a moment as well. Didn't go out in straight sets, but didn't. But the games they lost were close games as well. So apologies, they didn't go out in straight sets.
Success brings...
they went out in the prelim.
And that notoriety, that then... Collingwood will be looked at in a different manner this year than what they were last year. You know, that clubs will be looking at Collingwood saying, okay, they're now top four side. What have we got to do to nullify them? So they'll be going with different and what's the better way of putting it? They'll be looking at them long and hard about how they won those close games last year, what the key ingredients to those were, whether it was Maynard off half-back or Dacos, whatever it might have been, in tight clinch situations, and they'll be looking to shut those areas down. So does then Collingwood have the other players that can make up when those areas are shut? We're about to wait and see. It's like lots of cricketers come on the scene. Say the young bloke in the BBL the other night comes on and smashes this and smashes that. Suddenly people know where his strengths and weaknesses are because they've seen him, they've been able to analyse him, and his challenges come the next year. And Collingwood are probably a bit the same. They surprised people last year. Now clubs are going to be very much ready for them.
There's a thought too that with the players that they brought in, Mitchell, Hill, McStay, Nick Dacos improving, that maybe they won't be in as many close games, that they might actually be a bit more dominant in the way that they go about it and they won't be in as many coin flip games. So that could be where they end up as well. But they are going to be, I think, probably the most interesting watch because the bar's been set so high now for a first-year coach and for what they were able to achieve going from 17th to a prelim.
Great effort, that.
Extraordinary effort.
And the coach
footy was better for it.
The players enjoyed it. You know, just when they'd take, cut down to the bench in the MCG, Collingwood in another tight one. You know, everyone was enjoying that they were in a tight one and they were in the game. And I loved that about Collingwood last year. And that's their strength. They'll play to that.
Footy was better for it last year. They were a massive part of why it was one of the most exciting seasons that I can remember because of what Collingwood were able to do and the way in which they were able to do it. So with a bit tougher draw this year, can they repeat the dose? It's going to be great to watch. What will be great to watch for you? What are the biggest stories that are going to unfold for you this year? 1-300-736-736. Mario from North Carlton, we'll get to you after the news.
It's a better competition when Collingwood are playing well.
Yes.